is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Oh, hi there. My name is Bran, and I love Netflix Christmas. Netflix Christmas movies, all the flicks.
I'm Dan. I'm going to get it right the first time. I despise Netflix Christmas movies.
I'm Alonzo, and I think Netflix is actually having a better average than most on this Christmas movie thing. And this
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know it was Deck the Hallmark, but now crazy. I do know now.
But it's a Netflix movie.
It's not about podcast.
It's very confusing.
You know what, though? Alonzo, I do despise these movies, and I want to be clear. However, Alonzo's right in his opening that I told you this while we were watching, and it doesn't necessarily apply to this movie, but as a whole, if you had me pick a network with the current precincts reporting, Netflix is is batting way higher than anyone else.
But keep
else's.
In mind, that also includes Netflix love for Christmas sequels. So yeah. You got to sit through the Royal Babies.
Yeah.
You got to sit through the Sister Switch.
Yeah, Princess Switch.
Princess Switch.
Sister Switch.
Sister.
Christmas in California.
Christmas in California.
Yeah, not good. One. I'm not saying they're good.
In California is as bad as anything out there.
Yeah. I think maybe not churning out 40 a year, maybe increases their odds a little bit.
Could help.
Just throwing that out there. I'm not a statistics guy. This is a math issue. Yeah. just a hunch.
Yeah, it's just a guess. It's fuzzy math. I would say this. I saw that Sleepy Kitty Paws, as she keeps us abreast of all the happenings when it comes to Christmas TV movies. And she said that they were filming a Christmas in California sequel. And I had such a morbid curiosity about that film. I was like,
it's just them drinking wine in the cellar.
I couldn't believe it that it was happening. That I was like, I'm kind of in. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, this first movie was so bad. I've never seen a movie that bad get a sequel.
My biggest advice for Netflix would be to just pump the brakes on the sequels. Like, the first of the series are always like, you know, the Princess Switch one, great, Royal whatever one, lovely. But once we get the more of the sequels, don't want it. Now, Christmas in California one, turd bucket.
Maybe there's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe it's going to be better. I will say this, if they keep hiring Kat Graham and Christina Milian and Vanessa Hudgens, you can make as many as you want because they're all great. I'm on board with those three.
That's true.
So, you know.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, and that all that I can really hope for when it comes to Netflix Christmas is that we get some more Dash and Lily. That's all that I want. Yeah,
of course.
That's all I want. Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
Did you like Dash and Lily?
I loved
Dash. Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Like, I thought it was great.
It's great.
I was a big fan myself. I'm just looking forward to the 2042 CCB GAC classic.
Ooh,
where she's like 65 and falling in love with somebody. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And a 67-year-old woman playing her mother.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's
Queen
right.
Queen the GAC. We did a Christmas calendar movie last week from Up
YOLO.
TV. And I said, what if, guys, crazy idea, we doubled down on advent calendars?
Here's how this really happened. You talk about this movie all the time.
I love this movie.
And how much you love everybody. It. Spoiler alert. And so I was like, that's it. We've got to do it because, you know, I got to stop hearing
here.
About
we are. Here we are doing it. You want to talk about it?
Sure.
Okay. The holiday calendar is very different than the Christmas calendar or whatever it was last week. It originally aired on Netflix on November 2nd, 2018, and it went a little something like this. Abby is a struggling photographer who is excited that her best friend Josh is back in town after traveling the globe taking pictures. She's at her parents' house and they're taking family pictures and whatnot, and her grandfather pulls her aside and gives her this massive advent calendar and says, "This is for you now." It belonged to her grandmother, and this is the first Christmas since she's passed, and so apparently she wanted Abby to have this calendar. So she takes it back to her house, tries to open some of the doors. They don't open. She assumes it's broken, goes to sleep. No big deal. But the next day, she wakes up and notices that the December 1st door is open. She realizes this after a situation where Josh pulls her aside, gives her a pair of boots, and she's amazed by the fact that the December 1st little toy trinket was a pair of boots. What's going on here? This is creepy town.
It couldn't be a magic calendar.
I don't know. Then on December 2nd, Abby receives a Christmas tree in the calendar. She then meets a guy named Ty, who they meet after his tree falls off the roof and she hits it with her car. What's going on here? December 3rd, Abby's calendar shows a little nutcracker, which happens to be later on the costume that Ty's daughter is wearing at the school program. What is going on? Those two continue to run into each other after Abby sprains her wrist. Turns out Ty's a doctor. Of course he is. And treats her at the clinic. He asks her out. They go on a date for hot cocoa drinks, if you will. That's what I would
drinks,
say.
Yeah.
And they're going on dates and stuff. And Josh isn't a huge fan of this. He has never expressed feelings in Abby before, despite being friends forever. Now that he's watching this happen, he's just, boy, struggle bus. After dating Ty for a little while, Abby starts to realize, you know, we don't really know each other all that well. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull Ty aside and tell him that I think my advent calendar is magic. That will help me decide whether or not Ty is the man of my dreams or not. Turns out Ty is not the man of her dreams.
Get
Ty says,
here.
You're crazy. They break up. She's very sad. She then goes back to taking pictures for Santa, and she's also taking pictures for, she's taking Santa pictures for the local mayor who's participating in the tree lighting. And Josh, dumb Josh, accidentally erases the pictures from the little SD card. Abby is very upset. Abby, I guess, takes the blame. She gets fired. She and Josh, they yell at each other, get in arguments. And Josh says, I'm out of here. And he goes to Florida. Abby's sister puts up a bunch of Abby's pictures up for the auction at the school. They are very popular photos. Everyone loves them. Her parents finally come to terms with the fact that, oh my gosh, she's good at what she does. And the mayor, you remember the mayor and the missing pictures?
Boy, do I.
She said, I don't care about the missing pictures. I love these ones. She bids on a photo session with her, gets it. Everything's looking good here. But the bad news is in the batch of stuff that was to be sold at the auction, she accidentally put the advent calendar in that batch. It was sold. It's gone. What's going to happen? Well, the next day, it's Christmas, and she finds the calendar outside of her front door. Inside is a note that says, hey, come here to this address. So she goes to the address, and Josh surprises her by telling her, hey, apparently freelance traveling artists, photographers have a lot of money. I bought this studio. We're going to open it together. And the reason we're going to open it together is because I'm in love with you. And she's like, I'm in love with you too. This is wonderful. And they have a wonderful kiss together. Yay, we're doing this. And flash forward 1 year, we see the store is open. It's thriving. And they're a happy couple still to this day, I think, at least in this time. And that, my friends, was the holiday calendar.
We did it. So they're still a couple to this day, at least in this time, was the last thing you said.
That, yes, let me diagram it for you. They are still a couple to this day at this time, 2018.
Can I get some ranch on that word salad?
They're still together to this day, at this time.
It just doesn't work.
It's
you can continue to point your hands like it's, fingers well, wherever you want.
But it I don't think you're understanding. There's still a couple to this day, but this when day. I say this day, I mean at that
So just
time.
So there's still a we flash forward a year and there's still a couple.
To this day. At this time. We're gonna take a quick break, we'll be right back here tonight. Right on. We're back.
Yeah, poor Alonzo has to sit here. He's an actual journalist. Like, he writes for a living. And he has to listen to this nonsense, you know.
No, he wrote that down. He's going to use that.
Yeah, he is.
And now listen, you can have it. Yeah. You can have that.
Yeah. Space Jam 2 is still is the best movie to this day at this time that I've ever seen.
It's a Space Jam.
Everything's wrong with that sentence.
Let's break this movie down. I propose we do it with four segments, and I think we should start with a hot take.
Go for it.
We're going to share exactly the photo of this movie. I'm going to start with my friend Alonzo. Alonzo, what are your feelings on this movie to this date at this time?
To answer what you usually ask me, yes, I had seen this before.
Yes.
This one's charming. It's cute. I think Cat Graham and Quincy Brown have a lot of charisma and a lot of chemistry, which really always helps with these movies. You know, you've got a Baxter who is not like entirely awful or entirely like, you know, a seemingly proper boyfriend. So like they thread that needle pretty well. You know, Ron Cephas Jones, legendary character actor. So yeah, he's great as the grandpa with all the answers. You know, the calendar is just magical enough. I don't think they abuse the gimmick. Like they have, there's enough other stuff going on that it's not just like super reliant on it. It certainly handles better than in the Christmas calendar where like none of it means anything really. You know, it's not like I would consider, you know, one of the greats, but it is perfectly fine. I think it's got a real sense of atmosphere, and I don't think they ever really say what city they're in, but nope. Like you get a feel for the place, and the snow seems real, and like it, you know, yeah, it's good, it's good.
Yeah, so I also have seen this, and as Dan would let you know, I always tell him it's great. At this time, I always say I love this movie. And listen, this came out in early November of 2018. It was a simpler time. You know, we were only a few movies in to Deck the
Hallmark. So you watched this during season one of Deck the Hallmark.
Of course I did.
Wow.
Boy, of course I did.
It was a simpler time.
I just remember just being like, man, I love this movie. And I still do love it. I've watched it a time or two since. I think that the leads are just really charming and wonderful together. I like the magic. I'm a magic boy. I'm a diehard Orlando Magic fan. Like everything about me loves magic, whether it's watching magicians on TV, cheering for my basketball team, or rooting for Magic to win the day in Christmas
movies. What magicians do you watch on TV?
I used to love Chris Angel. I loved Chris Angel. Wow. And then I realized he's the worst.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Speaking into a live mic, sir.
Yeah, I know. Used to, not at this time in this right. day.
Not at this day.
Way back when. So yes, the magic calendar. Are you kidding me? I love it. I would have.
You like a Santa. You like a reindeer that flies.
That's
exactly
right. I just want the reindeer to fly.
That's all. This is
I'm still hoping for that.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm going to like this movie. It has an enjoyable cast. It has a magic calendar. You know, I could. Wish for things like I wish that I knew more about the calendar and. You know, when Grandpa screwed it at the beginning, you know what I mean? At the beginning,
wound
like
it.
What?
Wound
yes,
it.
Wound it. Wound it. When he
Come
wound
on,
it,
man.
When he wound it at the beginning,
it's
what was that
Monday.
About?
Let's so, get it together.
So, you know, there's things that I wish would have been told throughout this movie that wasn't, and I'll get to that later. But overall, love it. And you know what? I will watch again.
At this time.
At this time.
Yeah. This movie's a mess. I'm just not on board with either of you on this movie. I love Cat Graham. She may be my favorite of the female leads in these movies. I love her. I think she's wonderful. This movie just plays it in the worst possible middle when it comes to magic. The advent calendar is ridiculous. Like, either go full magic or explain it as a romantic gesture or something else, and instead it's just this weird thing that they akin to fate, and poor Ron Cephas Jones, who is amazing, he should have just been giving sage advice for the entire movie, I would have been on board with that, has to give this terrible line about magic, call it fate, call it whatever you want, or blah, 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 and he rhymes it at the end somehow. I was not nearly as on board with Quincy as I think you two were either. It's too long and it's just a mess. It's just sloppy. Like, it doesn't follow any sort of, you know, linear plot. It just is like, the avant counters bother me but it's magic, but it's not. I threw it away. I got it back. The back of it fell off. Like, it's more coincidence than anything else. And
you're on board with the doctor.
I'm by and large on board with the doctor. Yes, I am. And
this is everyone hates you.
Wait. I would not go to a soup kitchen just to show my face so people think I'm doing good deeds. That was...
Then explain yesterday. But,
you caught me. That was done so you would get mad at this guy. Up until that point, this guy's a model citizen. Like, and it is... There's nothing wrong with questioning the magic origins of an advent calendar when the things coming out of the advent calendar are all things she deals with every day. Like, a candy cane,
not just that she saw
She's in a candy cane.
It's no. What are the odds that a candy cane is on that day and a candy cane falls on her, Dan? It fell on her.
The odds that she would have some sort of interaction with one of the dozen giant
candy canes. Not about some kind of interaction. It's about a candy cane falling on
it
her.
The advent calendar doesn't open and go candy cane and it says fall on the inside.
But it does make it abundantly clear how it relates.
No,
flung at her from a car.
It doesn't commit to the... If you commit
her
to the magic...
Her friend bought her boots.
Yeah. Well, okay.
What? Like, what do you mean it's going to happen?
I mean, look, if she was encountering a candy cane in July, then it would be like, oh, well. Okay,
that's right. Then it's magic. Yeah.
I mean, like, this is all very Christmassy stuff. But, I mean, here's the thing. What they have to write it in such a way where, it is these things that have multiple meanings so that at the end of the movie, she can realize, oh, I thought all of this was in terms of, Dr. McBlandy. But no, it's actually in terms of my lifelong best friend who, oops, I'm in love with.
But here's the thing. And this movie is miles better than The Christmas Calendar and miles away from good, but the Christmas calendar, the calendar aspect of that movie is ridiculously dumb because it's an event every day, but the actual calendar itself and why it's there and who did it works way better than this movie's calendar does. This movie's calendar is just... doesn't make any sense from scene to scene, which we can get into
more.
You
make no sense.
The rest of this movie is better made, though. The actors are better and everything. You know,
the Christmas calendar has a rational explanation. And the holiday calendar is magical, and you just have to kind of go.
But I'm okay with magic calendar if we go full magic. And I feel like it just doesn't ever do it. It just kind of is in the no man's land.
That's also your problem with Chris Angel. You never feel it goes full magic. Yeah. It's just more like this.
That's why I'm more of a David Blaine guy.
Yeah, those two are just way different. Let's go to all the feels, shall we? All the feels. Yeah. Part of the show we talk about what in this movie gave us feels. I'll start with you, Alonzo.
The opening credits, fat dog feels.
I mean,
when that guy shows up with the fat dog to have his Christmas picture taken, I was like, come on. Okay, you got me, movie. Interracial parents in 2018.
Yes. Feels. Absolutely.
That was a bold stroke for 2018 because you were not seeing it anywhere on Hallmark for sure. I appreciated the fact that they were going to like make this calendar be, operate in the realm of magic. And yes, granted, if you don't fully commit to it, then it just becomes bad writing. But I think for the most part, I bought it and I kind of went with it. I felt like this was one of the few films where somebody, specifically a photographer, but in general, like the lead person is an artist, and we actually see some of their art and we think, oh, you maybe know what you're doing, as opposed to like, I'm a painter, or Shoe Addicts Christmas, I'm a photographer. Yeah. It's like, no, you are
no,
not.
No, you're not.
And I liked the flirtiness of this movie. Like she's very flirty with the friend. She's very flirty with the doctor. Like there's a lot of that whole scene where she and the doctor had their meet cute with the Christmas tree, that is like banter.
And that's why I was on board with the doctor too. That scene, I'm all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this should be the couple. Like they're this is great. There's sparks here.
Right, but they're the rom-com couple and they have a great meet cute, but then she's right. The third date in, she's like, do you know anything about me? Have we had one actual conversation yet? No? Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what I got.
That's great. I mean, magic calendar feels. Are you kidding me? Like, magic gets me every time. I'm all in. It gives me feels. You can almost immediately hook me in if there's magic involved. And so when the little door pops open and glows, and I don't know what you want from me. I'm a simple, simple boy.
No one's arguing with that.
I'm a simple boy.
I had too. I had real photographer feels for sure. They don't treat being a photographer as some just like cut rate, bought a camera, now I'm a photographer profession, which is cool. And then second of all, the declaration of love at the end was really good, I thought. When he says, like, when he gets the camera and he's like, all right, say, and he's going to say cheese or say something. And he says, say, and then she says, I love you. I thought that was great. I thought that was really, really well done and wonderful. So I had feels in this movie for sure.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back when we get to the Wait What's and the What the Netflix. What the Flicks?
What the Flicks.
Here on Dyke the Homework.
R.I.P. What the Flicks. For those of you who don't know, Alonzo used to be on a podcast called What the Flick, and now it just doesn't exist anymore. There's nowhere to find it, right, Alonzo?
We all actually know the band got back together.
What?
Breakfast All Day is me and Christy and Matt, and sometimes Ben. But yeah, the old What the Flick crew still
unbelievable.
Where'd that name come from, Breakfast All Day?
Actually, Dave White made it up. Because there's all of the film podcasts have some kind of name, like, you know, the Balcony Boys or, you know, Front Row, Ticket, Popcorn, whatever. And so we just thought, let's just go with something completely non sequitur that people will remember.
Trace, go ahead and scrap Front Row, Ticket, Popcorn as a name for the latest podcast. I'm sorry, Trace. We thought it was good.
We're already number one on the charts.
It's where Linoleum Knife came from. And, you know, I think if we had a film and a movie to do all over again, we might have come up with something a little less generic that people could search for, but live and learn.
They're back in the Brink truck, the podcast truck to Alonzo's house. It's getting a fresh load of money coming in.
Every day on this block is garbage day. I don't know.
It's just unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. Well, let's power through, everybody, and get to the Wait What's. Alonzo, aside from the truck that I think is going to hit your apartment at any moment, do you have any Wait What's?
Is this like a Stranger Than Fiction situation where your apartment's getting demolished and you don't know it?
No, there's always dumpsters. There's always something happening. And then it's recycling day and it's just like, anyway. So apologies for the audio in this podcast. You know, it's funny. There's a trope that happens in a lot of these films where if you have an all-white cast, then they have to trot out, like, one elderly person of color to provide wisdom.
Yeah.
And then here they trot out two elderly white men. So I thought that was like, okay, I guess that's a reversal? Sure, why not? Everybody handles the memory card thing badly.
Yes.
You know, she handles it badly. The boyfriend handles it badly. The boss handles it badly. It's like, everybody just take a breath. Like, we're all overreacting here. We're all getting mad about a thing that just happens sometimes. And, like, that whole thing, like, I know it's a big, it is this very awkward kind of, like, plot thing to get us from, like, you know, one thing to the next thing. And it's just like, this was, that needed a rewrite for sure. This is another Netflix movie where people watch Netflix movies.
Every time. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I did want to know what was it called? I saw the
Christmas Inheritance.
Christmas Inheritance.
Yeah. What's that? That good, huh?
Yeah, it's like a party girl whose dad runs a company sends her to the small town for the thing where the company started, and she falls in love with Jake Lacey, and it's very whatever. But it would be great, though, if either of them get a sequel, they then cross-pollinate the characters the way they did with Christmas Prince and Princess Switch, because then that way they're all documentaries. I almost said lens cap, but then they acknowledged lens cap.
They do acknowledge lens cap, yes.
With Mrs. Singh dealing with the thing. Okay, so the end of the movie. Josh has declared his intentions. They're in love. They're running the studio together. And yet he's still taking the family Christmas picture and not in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
that's
like,
wild.
Does he not get to be in the photo until they actually get married? Like, he's got to have
it's a hard rule of thumb. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That seems strange. Like, how are you not in this family yet? It's been a year that you've been, like, ostensibly, you know, engaged or dating seriously or something. That was it. I mean, like, the main way what's obviously the how the hell does this calendar work? It has know what day it is, and you just wind it twice, and it's good for all of December, and, you know, but that's a lot to unpack.
I don't have many in this one. One is, I just found it interesting that the picture that Josh picked up and said the world has to see this is simply a picture of it's a silhouette of someone swinging.
A kid on a swing set.
The world has to see this.
Like, this is photography unlike anyone has ever seen. They got
a silhouette of them swinging.
Yeah.
I also find it interesting that throughout this entire movie, you know, the thing that they do when someone takes a picture and then you see the picture on screen, you know, that classic. Apparently she shoots exclusively in black and white.
Yeah.
Like when she takes a picture, it's just a straight black and white setting.
Black and white.
I found that to be interesting. And I also just found the entire operation of this guy comes by, Josh comes by, and he seems to be an interruption to was it Mr. Singh? Mr. Singh is like, why is this guy here? And then the next day, he has a job, which I found like to be a very quite the jump there for Mr. Singh. I got nothing else though. Listen, this movie is perfect.
Perfect.
Well, Mr. Singh lost all of his college employees to the Christmas train, which I don't know if he means that Christmas train. I don't know if they're all in the bar car with Kenny, but that's why he was desperate for new folks, and so Josh and Fernando get the gigs.
I want to know. Because what's most impressive to me about Dr. Ty is he paid someone in this big city to make sure he's always has front curb parking to wherever he needs to go. So if it's the movie theater, the spot right out front's open. If it's the store, wherever it is, he parks right in front of it, no problems at all. This guy's doing things. What's happening now? Are you getting arrested? Are you getting arrested, Alonzo? What's happening?
I said just garbage trucks, I swear. Look, it's the big city. I know you guys live in your bucolic hamlet where there's one traffic light, but, you know, we have the large
How are they still backing up?
You know what?
Hell if I know.
They all were right. Hollywood, this is it. Hollywood's going under right now. It's about to burn to the ground right now.
The sinkhole is opening up. You know what? Dr. Ty strikes me as the kind of guy who would get those MD plates on his car and then just park wherever he wanted, whether or not there was an emergency, because, hey, I'm a doctor.
That's right. Fair. I have to know this. She, after she can't get a hold of Josh, it is alluded to the fact that she stays in her house for at least a day, probably longer, just sitting around eating Cheetos and whatnot. What came out of the advent calendar on that day? Like, what popped out? Was it like a used Little Debbie? Like, what?
Sweatpants.
Yeah, what popped out of the advent calendar when she spent the whole day inside eating junk food? I want to know about that magic.
A little tiny dollhouse can of Planters cheese balls.
Just tiny. What is this gonna? Guess I'll sit around and find out. They go to the movies to see A Christmas Story, which is playing at the theater. She shows him up. When dude is trying to sit down, he's having trouble getting to his seat, which clearly isn't in a movie theater. It's just a bunch of folding chairs, neither here nor there. And everyone's telling him to be quiet. Look, I am as big on movie etiquette as anyone, but what is happening while he's trying to find his seat is the pre-show trivia, okay? It's not the movie. It's the pre-show trivia. If that guy has a little bit, makes a little bit of noise going to his seat, it's okay, everybody. You don't have to hear the pre-show trivia. In fact, if you've been there long enough, you've probably seen all the questions a couple of times. For them to tell this guy to shut up as he's just trying to get to his seat before the movie starts is a little much to me. It's not fair, in my opinion.
Listen, you got to pay attention when what's her name, Melissa Menounos.
Maria Menounos.
Menounos.
You got to pay attention. That's the good stuff.
It used to be called the 20. What's it called now? I don't remember what it's called.
Newbie.
Newbie.
That's it. They downloaded their Newbie app
that's
on their
right.
phone.
Oh my
so
gosh.
They got to play along with the trivia.
Unbelievable.
I know. I have.
No. Dude gives her a pair of shoes that's not in a box, and I. I feel like those shoes are questionable. I don't know shoes, but if you get a pair of shoes that aren't in a box, aren't we to assume that they're fake? Like they're not the real deal made in Italy shoes?
I don't know, man. Listen,
when's the last time you got a pair of shoes that wasn't in a box?
If you're trying to pack light and the box is taking up too much room, you take the shoes out and you just shove them in a corner somewhere.
Can we talk about this Christmas tree situation? The Dr. Ty comes around the corner, the tree falls off his car, and he says that the people at the tree lot told him that bungee cords were better than twine. Okay, first off, that's ridiculous. But second of all, there's no bungee cords in sight. Like, there's literally nothing on this guy's car. And then Kat Graham gets in the back of her car and says she's going to use the thing in her emergency roadside kit and hands him what I believe are bungee cords. That's what they look like to me.
I think the impression is that he used the twine to tie the tree instead of the bungee cords, and that's what happened. But there's no twine either.
There's no twine either, but you want to use twine. You don't want to use bungee cords because they'll stretch and the twine will hold it down. There's nothing. They don't even try to act like it was on the car at some point.
Yeah, it had one piece of scotch tape to one branch to the roof. Like, it's barely there.
And then lastly, and look, I know that we always don't, you know, all these people in these movies aren't supposed to be role models. But if a kid was watching this, there is a scene where Kat Graham says that the eggnog is getting to me and then immediately gets behind the wheel of a car to drive. It happens within 30 seconds of the two things. It's like, boy, the eggnog's really going to my head. Hand me the keys if you could. Like, can we just try a little bit to act like maybe don't drink and drive? Just like, I'm not trying to be a prude here. But good gosh, people. Like, she just said it. Don't let her drive the car. Just ride it better. Let him drive something. You know, highways or dieways, unless you're Kat Graham in the Holiday Calendar. It's ridiculous.
There was no car crash in the calendar, so she felt safe.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, car was intact in the magic calendar.
The airbag came.
So she had a few more drinks and then got behind the wheel. It's unbelievable.
You got any more?
That's it.
Love it. What the Flicks is where we are. We wonder what could have been. Maybe having some clarity to the questions that we still have. Alonzo?
Well, you know, he...
and now he's being sucked into the vortex. There's a vortex, and it's just... Hey, you guys have seen Poltergeist. He opened the closet up, and this is it.
We didn't move the bodies. I don't know what is going on in my street today. I'm sorry about my open windows. My apologies. Okay, so we're meant to believe, again, the end of the film, that the boyfriend can afford to not just rent but purchase this studio space because I guess she didn't realize he's a big deal in the travel blog world.
Yeah, you didn't hear? Big deal.
Okay, so let's assume that's a thing, and that by being a big deal in the travel blog world, one does get well remunerated. You're not traveling anymore. You're staying in town.
That's right.
So, like, what happens after you burn through your savings on this nonprofit that's going to take a while to, like, generate any kind of income? I know that's not a good attitude to have at the end of a Christmas movie. We're supposed to just go with the fantasy and all, but it's like... If your entire, like, financial well-being at this particular moment has to do with your being a big deal in the travel blog world, maybe you better get the heck back on the road and start taking some more pictures of Kuala Lumpur or whatever to pay the bill.
He made just so much money, Alonzo, he just was like, I gotta stop. Like, my millions are stacking up from travel blogging. I gotta settle down and stop being all about the money. That's what happened there, apparently.
And it's not like she wouldn't want to go traveling, too.
No, I'm sure of course not.
He'd be like, hey, we can have the studio, or we can go trot the globe together. I'm sure she'd be like, oh, B, please.
One thing I know about photographers is they typically hate to travel. They don't want to get shots of anything else.
No.
Yeah,
Home.
And now the robots are out, and they're coming down the street.
Apparently, this is a day where L.A. just gets vacuumed. They just vacuum the city up.
It's clean,
just to
man.
Make it clean.
If you think of, like, smog and stuff, that's a begotten era. It is clean. Last time I went to L.A., I was like, it is very clean here, and this is why. They have robots that do everything.
You would think it was tree pruning day or, like, I don't know, bowling ball pickup. Like, I don't know what's been going on. I'm a little afraid to go to the window and find out.
Now, it sounds like a full, like, dystopian sci-fi movie out there. You've hit all of it. You've hit all of the big markers there.
California, man. What does it say? Say what you will.
Say what you
say
will.
What you will.
Man.
It's probably true. My big one is just the logistics behind the calendar. Like who done it? Like who created this thing and the logistics behind, you know, the timing.
It's Chris Angel.
There has to be some sort of, you know, timing mechanism within this clock that, but it's very, you know, this moment is going to pop out this door. It is very impressive.
It happens at midnight.
It is very impressive. So there's a timing mechanism that also is connected to each individual door. Or it's just magic.
That's right.
So just want to know the logistics behind the door. And, you know, ultimately, how did grandma end up with it? Those are also questions that I still have. But I love it. So
was
I'm okay.
Witch, perhaps?
Yes.
No, for sure.
I'm okay living in the mystery, though, in this regard. Dan?
My what the flicks is Mr. Singh. He seems to be an institution in this town because he runs a photo studio, also runs Santa's Village, but also dresses as the Nutcracker and has to be in every picture of Santa. And that is a very special person who runs the business, but also dresses up and feels the need to be a part of a picture with the child and Santa Claus. And he's in every single picture and he takes his job very, very seriously. I just want to know the background. Like, how long has he been doing this? Like, he's clearly an institution to this town. I just would like more on Mr. Singh. That's Ryan.
Saving money by not delegating.
That's right.
Yeah. We did it, everybody.
We did it.
Congratulations. Yay. Very excited. Next week, we are finally dipping our toes into the BET well.
That's right.
Watching Holiday Heist.
With a friend of the show, Shaylee Rose.
That's exactly right. That's right. So very excited about this. As of the recording, it was on Hoopla.
That's right.
Hoopla. Which you can just watch
free
it
with watch
free with a library card.
Come on.
So dig out that library card and sign up for Hoopla.
Alonzo, before you die, do you have any words of wisdom for us?
Well, you know, I think with two Advent calendar movies in a row, I want to remind people that Advent is the season that's December 1st to the 24th, but the 12 days of Christmas don't actually start until Christmas itself.
Okay.
So the 12th day of Christmas is the Feast of the Epiphany, which is in early January, which, according to the Catholics, is the day that the Magi finally showed up at the manger. So don't get those two things confused, people.
It's Heaven forbid you're normal and take your tree down by New Year's.
No, I mean, Heaven forbid.
You get a lot of people that are like, oh, the 12 days of Christmas starts on the 13th. No.
What I hear Alonzo saying here is if you are done celebrating Christmas before the January 5th, six, you hate Jesus.
Wow.
That's... Yeah. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that is kind of where you're getting at.
My tree does not come down before Epiphany because I may be an atheist, but I will always be a lapsed Catholic.
That's right.
Well, exactly right.
I'm done as soon as New Year's hits. So.
Well, hey, Jesus called you out.
It's been very well established, Dan, that you are a monster.
That's exactly right.
I've heard that.
We'll be back tomorrow with another movie from some season, whatever season we're in. Until then, may we be the first to win. Wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.